You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Zero Carbon Bill has passed its first reading in Parliament with a vote of 119 to 1, so almost unanimously. So I spoke with Forest and Bird spokesperson Jeff Key about what this means for New Zealand's environment. And I started by asking him what the changes to the Zero Carbon Bill would bring into what changes the Zero Carbon Bill would bring into law.
The Zero Carbon Bill does two main things. Firstly, it sets in place some targets for the country to reach. Secondly, it puts in place a commission that would look at how those targets could be achieved and how we adapt to climate change.
So why is this bill necessary right now?
New Zealand has struggled for 30 years to do something about climate change. So I was still at high school when the country first looked at having a proper climate change policy. I have grey hair now. So, you know, that's how long it's taken.
So what state are New Zealand's carbon emissions in now?
Over that whole time that the country has been talking about cutting emissions, our emissions have kept going up. So we have amongst the highest per capita emissions in the world.
So how do you think that we've ended up in a situation where we have such high carbon emissions?
Let me just think for a minute. A big part of it is that we have, you know, sectors in the economy, people who don't want to take action. It wasn't that long ago that Federated Farmers, for example, was arguing that climate change might not even be happening. And even two or three years ago, they were saying, well, we don't need to think about what's causing climate change, we only need to think about how we deal with its effects. So, you know, our biggest part of the economy has been in denial for a very long time.
So what do you think has brought about changes in public opinion?
I think most New Zealanders have started to realise we have a problem. I mean, we're seeing effects. You know, we've noticed, you know, the sea temperatures have been warmer these last two or three years. And, you know, that's caused some changes in the weather. You know, we're starting to see the effects. We see the stories about what's happening to ice all around the world. We see how, in, you know, the year before last, we lost 9% of our glacier ice in a single year, which is astonishing. You know, people are seeing all these effects and they're worried about them.
So do you think that the measures introduced by the bill will be enough?
The bill has some really good things in it. The 1.5 degree target is really important, and creating a climate commission is really important. Looking at how we adapt to climate change is really important, but, you know, it needs to take into account the role that nature plays in our response to climate change, and it also needs to make sure that we're all in it together. At the moment, the agriculture sector has a bit of an easy ride, but we should all be treated equally.
So what further measures do you think it would be important to implement besides this bill?
So we need to bring agriculture into the emissions trading scheme so that they are paying for their emissions where they're not reducing them. We also need to have we need agriculture to go into the emissions trading scheme so that they're paying for the emissions that they don't reduce. We also need to see changes to our Resource Management Act so that climate change can be considered in planning decisions. So at the moment, if someone wants to propose a coal mine or they want to build a large factory that will burn a lot of coal, then there's nothing under the Resource Management Act that requires that to be looked at or stopped. And that needs to change.
Did you have any further comments that you'd like to add?
It's going to be really important for people to make submissions on the bill when it's open for public submissions. So it's just had its first reading debate in Parliament, and so it's now off to a committee, and at that stage the public can make submissions, and every MP in Parliament that spoke on the bill was saying the public needs to make submissions no matter what their opinion is. So it will be important that everybody makes submissions and tells Parliament that climate change is really important and that they need to make this bill as strong as possible.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.